Welcome to the Youth Radio Podcast, the best youth-produced content online ever. I'm your host, Brandon McFarland. A number of U.S. cities erupted in protest this week after a grand jury in Ferguson, Missouri, handed down the decision. No indictment. Darren Wilson, the white police officer who shot unarmed black teen Michael Brown in August, will not face charges in the killing. Crowds took to the streets in anger and disappointment, from Ferguson to Memphis to Boston to Oakland. Youth Radio spoke to some of the protesters in Oakland about why they came out to demonstrate. We also heard from Youth Radio alum around the country reacting to the grand jury decision.
I'm pissed, and I'm here to hopefully make an impact on our government and on the minds of white supremacy.
There's like a lot of young people that have been arrested, or like young people that I know that have been killed. And I just don't feel like it's fair.
This is not the first time I've seen this same news story play out. And I wanted to at least be with other people who were upset to engage in a mourning process, if not necessarily to change things.
Everybody talking about hands up, don't shoot. You need to put your guns up and fight back. If they don't want to have mercy on you, then there's no mercy.
Because of no police involvement, people ransacked the store, set it on fire, and stole everything else. And I've been here since last night. I'm not leaving until everything's peaceful, because I believe in Oakland.
The whole damn system is guilty as hell!
Well, I was in my dorm room. I know that I was checking my email on Yahoo, and when I read the headline, yeah, I was definitely in shock. It kind of felt to me like they made this decision as like a social experiment to like see what was going to happen, because obviously like immediately afterwards there was news about riots, news about protesting everywhere. I actually live on pretty much on Union Square, about a block from Union Square, which is where protests were starting, like as soon as the news came out pretty much. And so I was hearing things outside, and it was weird because it was like we knew this was going to happen if that was that decision. It still doesn't make sense to me right now at all why that happened, but I heard a lot again this morning and today about what happened like last night in Times Square and about how they shut down a lot of bridges. I know less about Oakland because I'm not there anymore, but I know that people walked onto the freeways and since I'm not there anymore, but I'm definitely in an equally politically minded and active place.
So when you said you'd hope things would change, what were some of the things that you hope would change?
All of this, all of the protesting, all of the campaigns about how, like, Black Lives Matter and all of this that's going on, I thought it was going to actually, like, make an impact and that things are going to be different considering how long people protested and how much of an impact it made on, like, the entire world. And so I thought that, like, America would, like, make a better example of themselves and, like, not appear so, I don't know, like against human rights like it's been in the past like couple of famous cases.
Moving forward, what would you like to see happen?
The way that police treat people of different races and genders is not the same. I think that we still need to think about that. Need to think about that more and think about how my experience, for example, is going to be very different than the experience that Michael Brown or someone like him would have. And that's kind of just like the way things are right now. And it really shouldn't be that way. I mean, I think that people also need to consider the feelings that people have regarding like safety and trusting the police. Like, I've always felt safe in my environment and safe around the police. And that's definitely not like a privilege that, a lot of people have. I mean, like, this is totally a sensitive topic, but like if there were to be like the opposite person of Michael Brown, like I'm like a white woman, he was like a black, you know, man. And so like it's a very, very different experience, and I think we just need to keep working on acknowledging that and, like, trying to change it.
That's 19-year-old Youth Radio alum Sophie Verone speaking with us from New York. Also in New York, I talked with 19-year-old Youth Radio alum Bianca Brooks. She's a student at Columbia University.
I watched the press conference from my room with a friend. Like, right when I found out, like, I just kind of broke down and I went to my friend's room. And then outside of my window, I saw a huge crowd of people gathering. And it was just a lot of angry people, a lot of hurt young people.
Yeah. Where do you think the anger came from?
When I listened to the stories of a lot of people, one girl was talking about how, like, she's a senior now, and she just remembered in that same situation, they had gathered at that same exact place in that same exact center of the campus for 4 years straight. It's always somebody different. And just, like, after a while, it's so difficult to be sad because the pattern just repeats itself so evasively. And so you just, like, again and again are dealing with the same issue, and it's so hard to just feel sadness and not feel anger. So I think that's where that anger and resentment comes for. It's the repetitiveness yeah. of, like, injustice.
Yeah. So when you say you broke down, you cried?
Yeah, I cried. I cried so hard. Like, I really had to, like really take on the strength and support of my friends. And the thing is, I didn't cry out of a surprise. It was just, like, a genuine shock that things like this can still happen. And also just probably being, like, walking outside and seeing that the whole world was still going on was probably the hardest part of it, that, like, my world felt like it had stopped and everyone else's just continued so carelessly was a very hard part of it for me.
Yeah, yeah. These things usually kind of go away. Like, they build up and they go away and they build up and go away.
Yeah.
But it seemed this is the biggest buildup, probably the biggest reaction just across the country.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think are going to be the outcomes, if any?
I feel like the outcome of this will just be a heightened awareness that this is not a problem that can go away. But really, my hope for the situation is more that people will understand that the justice that we're seeking doesn't really come with these verdicts. I really think that what's going to have to happen now, and what I hope that happens, is that this opens up a conversation around the real needs of the communities of people of color in this country. And, like, we have to start being brutally honest with ourselves about what it is that we really need. Because even if they had buried Darren Wilson under the jail, I don't think that we still would have gotten what we've been seeking this whole time, which is really a sort of reconciliation and honesty about our condition and, like, real protection of our rights that comes with a serious systemic change. And I hope that that conversation begins at this place because this is a critical time for it.
That's it for the Youth Radio podcast. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/youthradio. Follow us on Twitter, @youthradio. And lastly, visit our website, youthradio.org, for all youth-produced content.